اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Barzakh and Beyond. In Surah Mu'minun, the glorious Quran says, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. And beyond them is Barzakh until they are resurrected. Regarding this, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, By God, I fear for you your Barzakh. The reporter said, And what is Barzakh? He replied, It's the grave. It's the time from one's death till he is resurrected. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Do good to your deceased. Every Thursday the souls of mu'mineen come to the skies of this world and to their homes and cry painfully, My dependents, my parents, my relatives, be kind to us by your good deeds and by your charity. Be kind to us and God will clothe you with the clothing of the paradise. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam further reports, Every sadaqah you give for the deceased, an angel places it in a platter of noor, of light, the rays of which reach the seventh sky. This tray is brought by the grave and the angels address, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur. Salam be upon you, O dwellers of the grave. Your loved ones have sent this gift. The deceased cries a lot, accepts it in his grave. As a result, his grave expands and he is comforted. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, With that charity and kindness to the dead, He gets the reward of the martyrs of the Battle of Uhud. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, The dead in pain and discomfort is eased by the merciful God. He is informed this comfort and happiness was provided as a result of a prayer of a fellow mu'min. The reporter asked, Can we offer one prayer for two dead? Imam replied, Yes. A dead is pleased just as a living person is pleased when he gets a gift. Prayers, fasts, hajj, sadaqah and every good deed and du'as enter the grave and the reward of that is given to both the performer and the deceased. Qiyamah, the day of reckoning, one of the scariest stations, its horror is great. The great fearful event as said by Quran, Al-Faza'ul Akbar, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam reports from Prophet Isa alayhi salam that he inquired Jibreel alayhi salam as to when is the day of judgment. Upon hearing the name of Qiyamah, Jibreel shook, fell and fainted. And then he replied, I do not know and recited, ثقلت في السماوات والأرض لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once sees Jibreel look in the skies. Suddenly he sees him pale. Jibreel quickly hugs the Prophet and seeks refuge in him. He looks at the spot that scared Jibreel, finds an angel that has filled the east and the west. He addresses the Prophet and says, O Muhammad, I am a messenger of Allah. I have come to deliver a message. The Almighty has said to either accept being a sovereign or a prophet. The Prophet looked at Jibreel, saw him recover. Jibreel said, It's better to be a prophet and a servant. The Prophet said, I would prefer being a servant and a prophet. The angel then, in a few steps, reached the seventh sky. The Prophet then said to Jibreel, "You were terrified and pale." Jibreel alayhi salam said, "Don't blame me, O Apostle of Allah. Do you know who he was? He was Israfil. And ever since the Almighty created the skies and the earth, he never descended from his place. When I saw him descend, I thought he has come to fulfill his task of establishing the day of reckoning. Due to the fright of the day of judgment, I was horrified. As the Almighty has chosen you as his messenger, and that he has honored you by sending Israfil to you, I was relieved and comforted. And there is no sky, nor earth, no wind, no mountain, no desert, and no sea, but that they fear Friday, Qiyamah. There will be a devastating earthquake. The earth will drop out whatever is inside it. All its parts will explode. The seas will split. The mountains will move, explode, change into hills and sand, and will later change into blown cotton and scatter in the sky. Nothing except a mirage will remain where once the highest mountains existed. The moon, the sun, the huge stars will become dark and cool and will face disorders in their movement. The sun and the moon will come together, and the sky which has surrounded the world like a strong ceiling will become loose and trembling, and will split and tear, and will be totally annihilated. Other bodies will change into melting metals, and the atmosphere will be all smoke and clouds. The death horn. The death horn will be blown, and all living things will die. No sign of life will remain in nature, and the horror and anxiety will fill all. But those who know the facts and secrets of the existence, and their hearts are full of knowledge and love to the Almighty Allah. Then the life horn and the beginning of resurrection. Then another world with the capability of being eternal will be established, and the entire universe will be illuminated with the light of God, and life horn will be blown. All human beings, even animals, will be alive at once, and like grasshoppers and butterflies which scatter in the air, will move quickly, fearfully and excitedly towards God. All the people will get together on a great scene, and most of them think that their stay between the material world and the resurrection has been an hour, a day, or a few days. The heavenly court of justice will be established afterwards, and the deeds of every individual will be presented to them. In that court, the angels, the prophets, and other selected people by God will be the witnesses. Even the hands, the feet, or the people's skin will provide evidence for what their owners have done. The case of everybody will be carefully analyzed, and all the deeds will be measured by the heavenly scale, and everybody will be judged according to justice. Any individual will meet the result of its attempts, and good doers will receive 10 times as many rewards as they deserve. No one will take the responsibility of what others have done, except that those who misleaded others will carry not only the responsibility of their own sins, but also those of all the misleaded individuals. However, no reduction will be made in the punishment of the misleaded. Moreover, no exchange of deeds will be accepted from anybody. Nobody's mediation will be accepted, except that of those who are permitted to do so by God, and they will mediate according to the standards which are in line with the Almighty Allah's satisfaction towards the eternal residence. God's judgment will be announced and good doers are separated from the guilty. The believers with their happy and glorious faces will move towards the paradise, while the unbelievers and hypocrites with their unhappy and dark faces move abjectly towards the hell. In this frightful journey of barzakh and beyond, certain things help. One who recites Surat Yusuf daily will be resurrected in a beautiful form and will be protected from the great horror. One who recites Surat Al-Asr in his prayers will resurrect bright. No fear will reach him in this world, and with a smile he will enter the paradise. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, respecting someone who has whitened his hair in Islam will be protected from the great horror. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, one who protects himself from adultery and every indecency, the Almighty will abandon the fire on him and will have no fright of the great horror. One who counts his carnal desires as his enemy will be protected from the wrath of the Day of Judgment. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, one who controls his rage, the Almighty will fill his heart with faith and safety of Qiyamah. Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu khayrun minha wa hum min faza'in yawma'idhin aminun. The Almighty says, whoever brings a good, he shall have better than it, and they shall be secure from the terror of the day. In this regard, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says, hasana, the good in this verse, is awareness, wilaya, and love towards us Ahlul Bayt. One who removes the distress from a fellow mu'min, quenches one's thirst, fulfills his needs, the Almighty rewards him with 72 shares of mercy, one of them to improve his worldly life and the remaining 71 shares of his mercy to prevent and put away the horror of the Day of Judgment. One who participates in a funeral, the Almighty will appoint an angel to escort him from his grave to mahshar, to the grounds of resurrection. Mizan, the scale, another one of the dangerous stops before entering the paradise, to measure one's actions. For this the Almighty says, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And the measuring out on that day will be just. Then as for him whose measure of good deeds is heavy, those are they who shall be successful. Among the actions that increase the weight is the recitation of salawat and good attitude. When the scale of deeds falls light in weight, a salawat makes it heavier. Salawats recited upon me are credited in a special account and will be paid back in time of need. Quran says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Surely Allah and His angels send salutations upon the Prophet. O you who believe, send salutations on him and salute him with a salam. The Holy Prophet has said, one who recites 3 salawats upon me during the day and 3 salawats during the night in love and devotion to me, it is upon the Almighty that he forgives the sins he has committed during that day and night. This salutation from the Almighty Allah is mercy. From the angels it is purification, and from the people it is prayers and du'as. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
داتي من بني هاشم بخاتم النبي أخي الوحي أبي القاسم بمن صام بمن صلى بمن صدق بالخاتم بمن آثر بالقرسي ثلاثا وتواصل بمن ردت له الشمس ببابل والملأ عالم بحق البضعة الزهراء وهي ست النساء بالمسموم والمقتول لظلما فلعن الظالم بالسجاد والباقر والصادق المدفون في طوس علي وابنه العالم بحق العسكريين مع المنتظر القائم أجرنا أجرنا من لظى النيران بل من شرها الحاطم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
اللهم صل على محمد.